when we hear the Christmas story, we think about the baby. If I said to you what's the most important thing about Christmas, most of you as good Christians would of course say Jesus, wouldn't you? Is there anyone here who wouldn't say Jesus? Oh, Dave, I thought you were putting your hand up then. We would. But actually, it can become a little bit... we've heard it so many times. We've heard it so many times that almost the impact of it can be lost a little bit, can't it? Yes. Baby Jesus was born at Christmas. We hear the story. You've probably heard those readings that we've heard this morning. You've probably heard them 3 or 4 times this year. Some of you have probably heard them hundreds and hundreds of times in your lifetime. I probably have. And even the children will have heard them lots of times. And I'm trying to think, what's it like? What's a sort of analogy I can use? And I was thinking, can you think, adults or children or whatever age, can you think of your favourite place to be? Place where you feel really safe, really happy, really peaceful, secure. Think of, people talk about their happy place, don't they? Can anyone think about their happy place? Yes, Kath?
In my home.
In your home, okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Very good, yes. Eating what? Dave got a Christmas card from the Indian restaurant opposite him. He goes there so often. Sorry, I wasn't expecting that one, Dave. Any other really sort of good places that on the squash court, maybe? Safe. Yeah. Elliot, Hannah, have you got favourite places you like to be? Somewhere where you've... Yeah, where's yours? Ilana's house. And you feel safe and happy. Ilana's your friend, isn't she? Yeah. Elliot? Pardon? Chessington. Or the Blue Vole Railway. Yeah? Anyone else got one? Where your happy place is? Where's your happy place? Anyone else want to say?
By the sea.
By the sea? Yeah? Yeah. Do you feel safe? Who said that? Which one of you said that?
Me.
Why is that your happy place?
Because the horizon goes out. It's just on a lovely day, that is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And you feel peaceful and you're sort of safe and you feel secure. I want you to think, my happy place, I think, is probably sitting in my summer house. A couple of years before I retired, we got a summer house. Not a shed, Elliot. It's a summer house. Built up the garden. And I spend lots of time up there, particularly over the better weather. It's not a shed. I spend lots of time up there and I'll sit up there and listen to the football or the cricket or read, or occasionally I'll do a bit of praying up there. I might have a glass of wine or a beer or something like that, and I'll sit up there and it's my safe place, my happy place, if you like. And sometimes I'm sitting there and the grandchildren come running up the garden, which usually is good. What you think shouldn't be usually. But that's my happy place. I want you to think about your happy place, and someone is going to come to you and say, I want you to leave that place. I want you to never go, not sit by the sea anymore. Yeah, Dave, Melanchos is closing. Okay. I want you to leave your happy place. I want you to leave that place where you feel safe and secure. I want you to go out into the world where it's cold and it's not very nice, and where there's lots of people who need your help. They need you to go out there. And you're going to be out there for years and years and years, and some of them will be okay with you, but a lot of them won't be very nice to you. In fact, a lot of them will be downright horrible to you. And at the end of it, something really, really, really horrible is going to happen to you. Okay? If someone said that to you, and you're in your safe, happy place, and you're going to go out, and a lot of people won't appreciate it, even though you're doing it, and you'll be pretty helpless, and you're going to be out there for years and years and years and not come back to your safe place for years and years and years and years and years. Would you do it? Would you do it? I don't think I would. With the best will in the world, I'd probably say, well, can't I just write them a letter or send them a video or put something on their iPad or something like that? Yeah, I don't think I'd do it. I don't think I'd do it. But that is what Jesus did for us. He's in his safe place. with God in heaven. He's in his safe place. And because we're so horrible, because we do so many things wrong, then God sent him down to us. And I would imagine, I don't know, but I would imagine it was never, Jesus had the choice. He could have said, no, I'm not going down there. And can you imagine, you're sitting in heaven, in the best possible place that you can, somewhere far better than any of us can imagine. And you've got to leave that and be born as a baby in a horrible stable and grow up and live probably in poverty and be treated, as you grow up, be treated horribly by people. And then obviously an awful ending as well. Can you imagine that? Would you do it? I don't think I would. But Jesus did, because he loves us so much. And that's sort of what happened at Christmas, is that's the first stage of Jesus saying, okay, I'm going to leave my safe place. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to do whatever you like. I'll be helpless, certainly to start with. And over a period of time, I'm going to have a lot of good effect, but there's a lot of people who aren't going to be nice to me. And he knew all that, and he still did it. That shows to me just how much he loves us. And sort of thinking that through as the Christmas story, brings it a little bit more real sometimes in terms of this nice sort of cute baby Jesus and what was actually going on there. I'm going to pray and then we're going to sing a couple of carols to finish with. Father God, help us to not to take for granted the Christmas story. Help us not to just see it as almost a fairy story. Almost as something nice and cute and but unreal. Help us to really see what was going on there, Lord. Help us to appreciate just how much you loved us, Lord Jesus. Just what you were leaving behind. Just what you were giving up to come down here for us. Father, if it ever is likely to lose the impact of us of what you did, and if we're honest, if we've been Christians for a long time, it does lose its impact. Father, help us to remember just what it was you gave up for us. Lord Jesus, help us to remember what it was you gave up for us to come down here and to live down here. How much you loved us, how much you still love us. 2,000 years later, thank you for doing it, Lord Jesus. Amen.
We had, this has just occurred.